Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning, everyone. The weather outside is frightful, but inside it's delightful. I want to dedicate today's show to my gone but not forgotten buddy, Mr. Doug Music Man Nervick. Yesterday was Ben's 60th birthday. He lives on in our memories and song and laughter. Doug, this is for you today, Doug. This is today's for you. I dedicate today's show to my friend, Doug Nervick.
Johnny Angel!
Johnny Angel!
Johnny Angel!
You're an angel to me.
Johnny Angel, how I love him. He's got something that I can't resist, but he doesn't even know that I exist. Johnny Angel, how I want him, how I tingle when he passes by. Every time he says hello, my heart begins to fly. I'm in heaven, I get carried away. I dream of him and me, and how it's gonna be. Other fellas call me up for a date, but I just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel. Oh, I love him, and I pray that someday he loves me. And together we can see how lovely heaven will be.
Doug Nervick, that was Lucy Arnaz singing We had a great temple show. I'm trying to find it. I downloaded the piece, and Doug was our pianist for many years at the Actors Temple, and always gazing down to see a smiling face there, and it's terrific. He's still remembered, and we dedicated part of the show at the Actors Temple benefit the other night to our buddy Doug, and great pianist, great friend, and a fun guy, years of performing with him. He is not forgotten, I'll tell you that. He's much loved still to this day. Okay, and the chat room seems to be all abuzz with some new people, too. Mendoza's in the house, Wacko Bob, Cyanide, Klopsy, Sherry Attacker fan? Sherry Attacker fan? I don't know. And Betty Jo Tucker, of course, from Movie Attic Headquarters, is in the house. I tried to download some new stuff this morning, and now I'm looking for it to see if I can find it. Where is it? Maybe I have to refresh. Let's refresh and hope I don't lose you. How about that? Anyway, Betty Jo Tucker, I see you had to call in again. What is up with that? Will you ever get that? I think it must be your server, your service. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Who else is in the house? George Bettinger is in the house. George Bettinger, I gave it to Bob. Just remind Bob to put it in the mail to you today. He's got to fill it out. And, here's a little Bob Hope clip I added. This is very funny.
You live here? Yes. Well, maybe you know what a zombie is. When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Bob Hope. Always funny, Bob Hope. Yeah, refreshing health. I got it back. And everybody, it's great to see everybody in the house, and I will plug you all terrifically. As I said, today I'm dedicating the show to my buddy Doug Nervick. Yesterday would have been his 60th birthday, and we have just still talking about him, still loving him. That's the kind of effect he had on everybody. And here we go. So this was from the Actors Temple show I did Monday night. Those of you who couldn't attend, I'm going to play it for you now. I've conveniently converted it into an MP3.
You like it?
Yeah!
Let me bring out a very loud woman. Don't like? Oh, she's real loud. Don't like is necessary for the wonderful and talented Nancy Lamora.
Oh,
written a song about your life.
Like Lauren Bacall, because I did. Yeah, about 200, I don't know, it's a very big shul we, theater we performed at, and interesting night. Okay, Sherry, a taker fan. I can't figure that out. Do I know you, Sherry? Clapping hands. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker in the house. Let me go to her email to see who's on. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, this Tuesday, April, no. Are we skipping a week? Are we already at April 23rd? No, there is no show this coming up Tuesday, but you can listen to all of our other archive shows with celebrities. My personal favorite, Rita Moreno. Ay, 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 what a score that was. Okay, but on the 23rd, she'll be having Daniel Rosenberg. He's a producer for such movies as Inside Man, Righteous Kill, Novocaine, and his film credits also Made in Manhattan. Made in Manhattan, which my friend Bob Greenberg was in. He's the naked man in the beginning of the movie, who's lactose intolerant. Bob Greenberg, what a coincidence. You'll have to ask him about Bob Greenberg in the movie. Bob Greenberg, my very good comedian friend, who produced the Actors Temple benefit and gave a lovely tribute of Marx Brothers music played in honor of Doug Nervick this weekend. That's an all-Italian small world, right, Betty Jo? All right, so that's on the 23rd, 4 p.m., Movie Attic Headquarters. Also, read her blogs. You want to know about the movies? Betty Jo is your lady. That's the lady you go to. Sherry Taker, fan. I don't know you. I'm trying to read as fast as I can. Sherry Cass. Oh, Sherry Cass, are you a performer? Welcome to our room. Klopsy's in the house. George Bettinger, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. It's the Mom and Pop Shop with your friend, George Bettinger. And why I always go into voices when I do George Bettinger is for a very good reason, my friends. There's a very good reason for that. Also in the house is Wacko Bob, Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. It's the Wacko Bob Show. If you don't know these people, go and Facebook friend them. Steve Mendoza, we never know when your show's on. Just post it. Cyanide's in the house all the way from across the Atlantic. What a great guy he is. He's just a regular part of the show now, Mr. Cyanide over there. Let's see, Steve Mendoza's in the house, and have I Matt Alvarez, new to the house. Okay, everybody, post your sites. Post your sites so we know what's going on. Now, speaking of my friend, let's see, George Bettinger, what did he do for me? He's got something nice here for me. Here we go.
Say it as he could write and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff. It's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
George Bettinger, Facebook friend. Each other become your Facebook friends. And speaking of Doug, oh boy. No, you don't, computer. Oh, no, you don't. It just blocked me out of my own studio. I'm coming back to you, computer. You just can't do that to me. You can't give me back my studio. Give me back right now. I just have to play something fun. Thank you. Okay, I'm back. I have to get the chat room back now, too. But I'm gonna. Speaking of which, Doug Nervick. Doug, you are not forgotten. This show's for you today. I am going to play something that I believe... Tom Carozza is not on the line, but I believe Doug was a part of creating with Tom Carozza musically and maybe the lyrics too. So let's have a little Doug Nervick and Tom Carozza from his CD Zesty.
Cheese and eggs, holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs. Get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. From me. I'm saying
For me. I don't know about too much going on. We got Iran and Iraq and my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law came over on the Mayflower. Not her family, her. In this presidential race, I've just had it. How many people would like it to be over? Just over. Right. As I speak, there are illegal immigrants streaming out of the country, saying, I can't take it anymore. The Supreme Court's going to make a big decision about health care reform. The one thing I'd like to see come out of health care reform is a drop-off center for sick husbands. Is that too much to ever? You should see my husband when he's sick. He's there, I'm dying. Take me now, God. And I'm there, take him, please. A woman can have a temperature 102. She's still out carpooling. Am I right? You can have a temperature 104. You might be there flat on your back, but you're there at least. I'm losing weight. And I hate Congress. I think they're all worthless. All they care about is getting reelected. Do you know they have a 9% approval rating? 9%. You gotta wonder, how did it ever get that high? They have all these sex scandals. Remember Anthony Weiner? I love his wife. What was he thinking? He tweeted pictures of himself down there. You know, and I'm happy when members of Congress know how to use social media. Oh, hooray, hooray. But that's just awful. That's inappropriate. It was such filth. And I would never look at such filth. Except once. I just felt I should form my own opinion, you know. And it was not unimpressive, yeah. But that's just my opinion. Okay. So, and I love the New York Post headline, Wiener pulls out. You know, you can't beat the Post. You cannot beat the Post. I love the Post. And when people think of sex scandals, they think of the presidents. I think the governors are the worst. If you look back over the last couple of years, right, we had Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California and his maid, Mark Sanford, the former governor of South Carolina. Well, who knew the Appalachian Trail ran through Argentina? Who knew? And then Jim McGreevy, the former governor of New Jersey, he was having threesomes. I have enough trouble having a twosome. If I'm having a threesome, it's because Sister Edwardette is in my head going, don't do it. Don't do it. And then there was David Paterson, former governor of New York. He had extramarital affairs. He has limited vision. I have all my vision. Nothing happens to me. And for makeup sex with his wife, he takes her to a Days Inn. A Days Inn, honey, you may not be able to see, but she can. And Elliot Spitzer, this guy, I was so happy when CNN took him off the air. So happy, because I would look at him, and all I could think of was $4,000, right? $4,000 for an evening with a call girl. Now, I'll tell you the truth here. There is nothing I could do for my husband at the end of which he would say, now that's worth $4,000. And the guy paid cash. Cash, honey, if you use your Amex card, you get the membership reward points. Too much news, right? We got 24-hour news channels, half an hour specials, 1 hour investigative reporting. You know what? I can do the news in 10 seconds, right? I like to call it mothernews.com. Other networks say, we report, you decide. We say, look, we know nobody's listening, but we're going to talk anyway. So sit back, relax, and get your feet off the table. All right. And now for the 10-second news. Sean Penn went to Afghanistan. What an idiot. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got engaged. Who cares? And the weather? Take a sweater. And that's it. The 10-second news. Thank you. All you need to know.
That was the wonderful Jane Condon. Jane Condon. Yes, yes. My video should be up on YouTube. Check it out. Facebook friend Jane Condon. Tell her you heard her here on Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. I'm sure she'd love to hear that. Wonderful comedian and a very good friend. And on the softball Friars team, George, I gave the packet to Bob. Remind him today to put it in the mail to you, okay? Just email him and say, where's my membership, please? Send it to me. Everybody, what is this? Oh, it's Dream Radio for George Benger. Go to Dream Radio. Matt Alvarez has a sports show Fridays at 1 p.m. Matt Alvarez. I can't say your name. Anyway, she's in the chat room too. Everybody, repost your sites. Betty Jo Tucker, no show next Tuesday, but you can listen to her in the archives. Yes, you can. Yeah, we have a fun time. Oh boy, time goes fast on the Nancy Lombardo show. That's because it's that much fun, and all my peeps in the house are that much fun, and they're so nice. They do wonderful little things for me. They send me promos. What am I going to do? They're such nice people. Very nice people. I'm looking for yours, Mendoza, but I don't know if I put you under promo. There you are. Steve Mendoza made me a new promo. Let's hear it.
Friends, are you a snore at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now back to our show.
That was fun, wasn't it? Always fun, always fun.
Hello, handsome, how do you do? Hello, handsome, what a brew. Handsome care to bowl with a handsome coffee roaster. If you need a cup today of the best looking brew, got some hot and dapper Java just for you. The most attractive coffee you've ever seen. It's handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Hey, look, gal. It's the fellas of Handsome Coffee. Michael, Chris, and Tyler.
Hello, Apple sisters.
Hello, handsome. Say, how do you get that coffee to be so handsome?
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one, roast the most remote jump to the town.
Seedy, we start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wowee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful. It's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two, perky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew. Want to wrangle me too?
Step three, trip, trip, trippity, drop, many trips.
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
Tell me a life-changing, thrilling action-adventure movie that'll make me laugh, cry, sing, cry again, laugh a little more, and fill me with a sense of redemption. Or, get out!
We have just that kind of a story.
Check her out. George Bettinger's in the house. Facebook friend him at the Mom and Pop Shop, and you can play along with him as he plays music at 4 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at Dream Radio and the Steve Mendoza Show. Oh, look who's in that. Wacko Bob, Monday through Fridays on BTR Radio. The Wacko Bob Show, Matt Alvarez, typing, and Cyanide across the sea. And our new spiritual singer, Sherry Taker fan. Sherry Taker? Share your taker. I guess that's it. All right. Okay. Everybody post your sites. And we got a couple more minutes here, so let's have some fun with my version, the Spanish version of You Guess the Movie, Betty Jo. You'll know it. I know you will. Here it comes, Betty Jo.
Welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita. My, what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, your nose is fine. It's really going to hurt. Please don't make me do this. Please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S. Could you think of a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poisons.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Great fun with help from my friend Tom Carosa. Yeah, it's been a fun show, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, my new people, and for following us and follow each other on Facebook, and we'll have tons of fun. And Cyanide, as always, you're a loyal fan. You're a good guy. You can get my CD on CD Baby, Color Me Crazy, CD Baby. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We had some fun, didn't we? We always do. Yes, we do. And who's Steve Mendoza? Always cooking up a funny voices. Steve Mendoza, love the Steve Mendoza. Clopsy, thank you for joining. Matt Alvarez, I'm my new listener. Everybody for joining in. It's been a rainy but fun day, and I wish I had something short to leave you out on. I'm looking for something short. What do I have here that's really short? Because that English woman comes on and goes 50 seconds, 20 seconds. I don't know if I had any 20-second bits. I'm sorry. How about we go with a little, I got nothing. Anyway, I got nothing but love for you. Thank you all for tuning in today. Another fun show. Okay, yeah. So I'll play some music, and I'll play us out on a little bit of music here from